This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The strong winds took down trees and power lines and caused some damage and outages around the region yesterday. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Bluebell, Montgomery County.
Some of the trees toppled in this wooded area and took wires down with them on Morris Road between Penland Bluebell Pike and Lewis Lane. That's one example of the power of yesterday's winds. Over in South Jersey, Fred Myers was in his Logan Township home when he heard a thud. Turns out the big magnolia tree in his yard fell, but he tells NBC 10 he was lucky because there was only minor damage.
I am so grateful for the way it landed. When I looked out the window and saw how close it was to hitting the window and it didn't, or how close it came to taking the air conditioner around, it missed all that.
As for the power situation, hundreds of residents and businesses lost power as well, but PECO and PSE&G did not report any widespread issues in the morning. At the airport, there were 34 cancellations and about 250 delays yesterday. A ground stop for incoming flights slowed things down for a few hours, but it was a much better situation in the morning with only a few canceled flights and delays. In Bluebell, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police say a man who was being served a protection from abuse order rammed his car into a police SUV. Police say an officer tried to serve the order to a 40-year-old man around 11:30 last night near Bustleton and Grant Avs, but he ran away. She spotted him again in the same spot about an hour and a half later. When she pulled into the parking lot, the guy backed up and slammed into her SUV. Chief Inspector Scott Small says she was able to arrest the man.
Pretty amazing that this female officer, even though she was hit hard and the airbags hit her hard and she was shaken up, she still got out of her vehicle and placed this 40-year-old man into custody.
He's being charged with assaulting an officer. The cop was taken to the hospital to be checked out for minor injuries. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has cut the cash flow to the program planting more trees in Philadelphia. That's according to city parks officials, who also admit they're getting pushback from some neighbors. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
2 years into the 10-year Philly Tree Plan, Parks Commissioner Susan Slauson says a lot has already been accomplished.
We are proud to report that we have planted 3,724 trees.
But there's been a major setback. 6 months ago, the city was celebrating a $12 million federal grant for the plan. That's been halted. There are other challenges, too. The plan seeks to mitigate climate change, improve health and safety, and to correct historic injustices that leave the lowest-income neighborhoods with the fewest trees. But witnesses testified that many residents resist new trees because of the maintenance burden. Volunteer Kath McManus recalls being stopped by the pastor as she planted trees near a church.
He hadn't requested the trees. He didn't want them. Take them out, he yelled. He didn't say it. He definitely yelled it.
Witnesses recommended education and help with maintenance. They also urged changes in the city's own policies that allow tree removal for development. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey's Motor Vehicle Commission is adding thousands of appointments a day for residents who need to upgrade to a real ID. In 2 months, you'll need one of those if you don't have a passport and want to board a domestic flight. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the story.
Federal regulations require a real ID to board a domestic flight or enter certain federal buildings starting May 7th, and the majority of New Jersey residents don't have a real ID.
There's a very high demand for these appointments right now.
William Connolly with the MVC says they're adding thousands of license renewal appointments every day, but you need to book the right kind of appointment, a standard renewal if your license expires within 3 months, or a real ID appointment for everyone else.
Now, all appointments are booked through the scheduler on MVC's website. And the best way to handle this is to visit our dedicated Real ID website at realid.nj.gov.
Connolly says they're holding mobile renewal events all over the state, so check that website for dates and locations. And it's important to note that those with a valid passport don't need to get a Real ID right away, as passports are accepted at the airport. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR and a 2025 Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.